Cameras and microphones were everywhere inside the Keenan Football Center earlier this week, with reporters from across the Triangle and the country eager to see the next move for Bill Belichick and the Tar Heels. The program has become both a punchline and a 24/7 news story. Even during its bye week, when things are theoretically supposed to quiet down, the Tar Heels stayed in the headlines. Though numerous sources reported Belichick could be on his way out, local insiders eventually debunked those rumors. That same week, the head coach and the university administration did the same. What can't be debunked is the product the Tar Heels have put out on the field. UNC has not been remotely competitive in any of its three games against Power Conference competition. TCU, UCF, and Clemson have combined to outscore Carolina 120-33. And yet, Belichick continued to express confidence in his methods, all but guaranteeing the Tar Heels would turn things around in due time.
Coach Saban's talked about it, Bill Walsh talked about it, I've talked about it. You build a culture, you build a program, and eventually the results will, you know, they'll come. So when will that happen? You know, hopefully as soon as possible. But, you know, I saw that in Cleveland. I saw it with the Giants. I saw it certainly at New England. You know, that's what it was. And so when we're at that position, you know, when we're working hard to get there, we'll see when that is, then we'll all know it.
Among the crowd taking in Belichick's comments Monday were UNC Chancellor Lee Roberts, Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham, Athletic Director-in-Waiting Steve Newmark, and General Manager Michael Lombardi, the quartet presenting a united front in support of Belichick. The Tar Heel players spoke in favor of their head coach as well. Here's offensive lineman Christo Kelly.
I have never seen anybody so committed to winning where it's like, what can we do better? Like, is there any, like, how's this? How's that? And, you know, the actively seeking, you know, feedback from us of what can we do better? You know, I mean, his commitment to winning is unparalleled, and it's extraordinarily impressive.
And here's linebacker Andrew Simpson.
Every single day I step on the field and walk off, I'm pleased. You know, I thank God every single day that I'm able to just play this game. And Coach Belichick, you know, does everything in his power to try and get me to where I got to go, and my teammates included. So that's all you can ask from him is just consistently to just be here every single day and just pour into us as much as we pour into the game, and that's what he's doing.
It was easy to forget amid the media circus that the Tar Heels do indeed have a game tonight against a capable team. While Cal has dropped two of its last three games, the Bears, like Clemson 2 weeks prior, would love nothing more than a feel-good win against a vulnerable opponent. Head coach Justin Wilcox's program played a role in sealing the fate of former UNC head coach Larry Fedora when it swept a two-game series against Carolina in 2017 and 2018. It's worth wondering if another Cal victory, especially in blowout fashion, could be the anvil that broke the Rams' back. Regardless of the result, though, Tar Heel fans can take solace in one thing. At least for one night, UNC will make headlines for what it's doing on the field, rather than off it. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.